Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon, with the temperature falling to around 12 by 5 p.m. Wind chill values as low as 5 below zero. Blustery with a northwest wind gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 5 above. Wind chill values as low as 9 below zero. Blustery with a northwest wind gusting as high as 26 miles an hour. Strong winds will die down overnight. Tuesday, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 21. Wind chill values as low as 1 below zero. Calm wind becoming south 5 to 8 miles per hour in the morning. New snow accumulation of less than half of an inch is possible. And in the news for today, the state of Wisconsin has its first confirmed case of Omicron variant of the coronavirus, state health officials announced on Saturday night. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says that one case was identified in a Wisconsin resident who had recently traveled to South Africa, which was one of the first countries to detect the new COVID-19 variant. Officials say the person is a man from Milwaukee County who had been fully vaccinated and received a booster dose. This according to a Channel 3000 website post. And in other news, with Politics Online News is reporting Governor Tony Evers late last week announced Wisconsin school districts will get an additional $134 per child through the $110 million in federal COVID-19 funds he is directing their way. Evers said districts will be able to invest the money in, quote, whatever they need, and most importantly, whatever our kids need. The federal government has approved three different COVID-19 packages that include funding for schools. Some of that money, though, comes with restrictions on how and when it can be used. The governor's office said there are also no time restrictions on when districts must use the $110 million. When Evers signed the budget in July, he criticized GOP lawmakers for not putting more state money into K-12 education and said he planned to supplement the funding with more than $100 million in federal COVID-19 funds at his disposal. Republicans countered that the state money had to be considered in the context of the $2.4 billion in COVID funds flowing to districts through the three different federal relief packages. That money is divided up through formulas set by the federal government. A breakdown from the governor's office shows Milwaukee Public Schools, the state's largest district at nearly 72,000 students, will get $9.6 million. Norris School District in Mukwonago, the state's smallest at 16 students, will receive $2,139. The aid also will benefit independent charter schools with payments ranging from $669 for one with five students to $181,322, which is one with 1,356 students. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.